News 18 Drive Through with Shayoni Iyer. Cruise with the news.
Hi, I'm Shayoni Iyer with News 18 Drive Through. It's 20th September, Friday, and thousands and thousands of people across the world went on strike today. In London, in Paris, in Melbourne, people poured out onto the streets to join in the world's biggest demonstration for action on climate change. In some places like the US, it's still underway. What's even more incredible is that all of these people, and many, many of them are students, all of these people have been inspired by a 16-year-old.
I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the scientists. And I want you to unite behind the science. And then I want you to take real action.
That's the Swedish teenager who's the driving force behind the climate strike. She's the one who sailed across the Atlantic Ocean for her cause. She's in New York now, ahead of the United Nations Climate Action Summit next week, and the protests today are meant to put pressure on world leaders to act on climate issues. They have a lot of support. Workers from big companies like Amazon and Microsoft are joining in the strike. New York City has given students permission to skip school today to join in the protest. Their message is simple. We need to act because there's no planet B. Student protests in the news in Kolkata too. There's full-on politics developing now with the Jadavpur University protests against Union Minister Babul Supriyo. Basically, yesterday, this is what it was sounding like on campus. Babul Supriyo was on campus to attend an ABVP event, that's the right-wing students' organization, but left-leaning students' groups heckled the minister. They blocked him from getting into his car. They even pulled his hair.
I was attacked by 6 different student unions. Hit me, pulled my hair, caught me by the hair, kicked, punched. I'm not even getting into the filthy language even the girls used.
So what triggered the whole thing? The protests were actually about the NRC. But matters escalated quickly. The Bengal governor himself came rushing down to campus, raising more than a few eyebrows. The Trinamool Congress said the governor did not tell the state government he was going to the university. The governor says he spoke to Mamata Banerjee. And everyone is asking why the governor of a state should jump into a student protest. And protest comes in all shapes and sizes and songs. So there's a new urban rapper making news. His name is Ravi Singh, and he's been singing about a bridge in Mumbai that should have been built 6 months ago. But it's still a pipe dream. Maharashtra elections are due within the next few weeks. Ravi's pretty clear. His vote is going to go to whoever can build Patripul. Or rebuild, actually. Basically, this is an old British-era bridge that was built in 1905. Now, the Central Railways found it was unsafe last year. Remember when all the overbridges in Mumbai were being checked after the Elphinstone tragedy? So this bridge, Patripul, was torn down too as well at that time. That was in August. It was supposed to be rebuilt in 6 months, but no sign of the bridge. And the longer it takes, the worse the traffic in Kalyan is getting. Indonesia is about to get a new law that bans sex if you're not married. That means you could get up to a year in jail if you're caught having sex with someone you're not married to. Now, there have been media reports saying the law will apply to tourists as well. And the Australian press in particular have been going overboard on what they're calling the Bali bonking ban. Now, the Indonesian government hasn't really clarified whether the unmarried sex ban applied to tourists or not. But for citizens, it's definitely pretty serious business. Now, under this new law, family members can file police complaints against couples. Even village chiefs can take naughty couples to the cops. And there's more in the fine print. The new law makes things worse for gay couples and for all sexual minorities. And get this, the draft of the new law also makes it illegal to criticize the Indonesian president or vice president. You could be in jail for 3.5 years. This new law is going to be formally ratified next week on the 24th of September, but it's triggered some pretty big protests in Indonesia. No surprises. There's a petition asking the president to step in, and it's already got some 3 lakh signatures. Speaking of big numbers, Dalal Street made 5 lakh crores in less than an hour this morning. Early Diwali, as our TV anchors have been calling it. The Sensex and the Nifty soared to some spectacular highs after the finance minister announced a cut in corporate taxes.
We today propose to slash the corporate tax rates for domestic companies and also for new domestic manufacturing companies.
So basically, effective corporate tax has been cut to 25.17%. And that includes all cess and surcharges for domestic companies. So how big a change is that? When the story broke this morning, we got some perspective from CNBC TV18's Reema Tendulkar.
Let me run you through some of the corporate tax rates. HDFC Bank, they were paying 34.75%. For ICICI Bank, that number was as high as 32%. Britannia was paying 35%. Asian Paints was paying 33%. ABB, a capital goods company, was paying close to about 36%. Many of these oil and gas PSU names were paying close to about 40%. Now, those tax rates are going to come down from effectively 35% to 25%. So that's a drop of 10 percentage points, or nearly 33% benefit in terms of the tax saving, and that is something which is really firing up the markets.
Markets may be all fired up. The opposition parties? Not so much. Lots of people raised questions about the fiscal deficit. Rahul Gandhi linked it to Prime Minister Modi's Houston event this weekend. Twitter was full of memes about the government's weekly budgets. There were cautious warnings too, along the lines of, you know, what goes up must come down. But on Dalal Street, at least, the finance minister's Friday release meant the party was well and truly on. Good note to start your weekend on, perhaps. So have a good one. Join me again next week to cruise through the news. I'm Shaini Iyer, and News 18 Drive-Thru will be back on Monday.
News 18 Drive-Thru with Shaini Iyer. Cruise with the news.